This is Radio Kate in Dublin for the MASH Media Conference, Exploding Media. 2 days of workshops and talks and all sorts of things, and one of the people who is here is Bert from Storify.
Hi, Kate. Yeah, great to see you here.
So, for people who don't know what Storify is, can you just sort of give us a 30-second roundup of what it does?
Sure. So, Storify is a social media storytelling platform, is what we call it. So, basically, it allows you to easily take tweets, Flickr photos, YouTube videos, audio boos, and to drag and drop them into a post, a story, which you can then put text around, reorder it, and publish it on Storify, and then also embed it on your own site.
And how easy is it to do all that kind of stuff?
It's a very clean, easy interface. It's all drag and drop. You just kind of move things around, like with your mouse, and then add text in there. We're really trying to make it simple, get the technology out of the way so people can concentrate on finding great media and telling stories.
So at the moment we're seeing, what was somebody quoted this morning, is 1.2 zettabytes of... zettabytes, even bigger than a petabyte, apparently, which is even bigger than a terabyte, which is bigger than a gigabyte. Anyway, 1.2 zettabytes worth of digital content was produced in 2010. I mean, that is a lot of content for people to sort through. So how important is it, do you think, for people to be able to curate the stories that they're telling?
Yeah, I think that this is becoming more and more important. Obviously, we're drowning in this media, so... I mean, we need people to sort it out for us. And yes, there are algorithms, but I think really what resonates with readers and audiences are stories that are told by real people putting together, you know, photos, their thoughts, the context, tweets, what's going on the ground in different places, and creating a narrative out of that. That's how people have communicated for centuries, and we're starting to kind of lose that maybe a bit in this real-time stream where everything is just these little quick snippets and you just dip in and dip out. But no, I think there is a place for these stories, and we need this to find the essential facts of what's going on so we know what's happening in our world.
And if you could pick out a couple of Storify topics or stories that have been set up that you think are particularly either interesting or that have been very popular. I mean, how many hits does an average story that somebody's put together get? Do you know that sort of thing? Completely put you on the spot there.
It sort of depends on where they put it on their site, I guess, as to how many hits it gets. I mean, one of the biggest days we had before we launched our public beta was around the Japan tsunami and earthquake. Obviously that was an event that was affecting lots of people who were there on the ground sending photos, videos, tweets about what they were seeing, and that was, you know, incredible material to help tell the story. Since we just launched a public beta a couple of weeks ago, the biggest day we had for traffic was when Bin Laden was killed. I mean, again, a lot of news sites were using Storify to tell the story, which really was emerging on social media before it was even officially confirmed. People already were tweeting about getting confirmations of the news, people connected to government officials and journalists. So really it was developing in real time, and Storify was a way that they could tell the story by pulling out these tweets and highlighting them, again, amid the accelerating speed with which everybody else was retweeting, commenting, and adding to this flood.
And there are a few other services out there, like Scoop.it and Paperly, paper.li. How do you sort of see yourselves in that market? Are you the first and the best, or are you... you can say whatever you like. I mean, you know, how are you different? What's your unique selling point?
No, I mean, I think there's lots of room for different ways to go at this problem. I think we are more taking this story view and talking about storytelling and assembling these posts of small... bits of media that we really think a tweet, when it's, you know, Obama tweeting that he won the election in 2008, that's really amazing content and something we should be amplifying and telling to a wider audience. I think some of the other people going at this, like the people you mentioned, are more about aggregating links that are being shared, which is also definitely, you know, a vital role to see what content people are sharing and talking about. And yeah, we actually see ways that they're not competitors. I mean, they're potential partners for us.
It's interesting what you said about Obama's tweet, because that's the sort of thing that would just completely get lost in the flow of... I mean, you'd have a job finding that out of Twitter now. How long did the story stay up on your site?
Yeah, well, once you put that in a story, which I did go back and find Obama's tweet and put it in a story where I kind of put some of these epic tweets from history, like the first tweet from the space station and stuff like that. It's on our site. So now you can go back, you can easily... find that rather than having to, again, search through the billions, probably trillions or zillions or whatever number we come up with of tweets that have been sent since then. So that really is part of what we think is important here, is amplifying these voices that matter out of that flood. Yeah.
And what for the future?
We have lots of plans for different things. I mean, we really do believe that there is a whole ecosystem around storytelling we can build. We need to make our stories more social with commenting, you know, getting people to comment, and then even treating a comment as content itself that you could then put back in the story and let people know that their comment has now been elevated to the level of something that matters, that their voice is being heard. And those are the kind of things we just are trying to expand upon as we grow and build this into a bigger product.
Cool. And finally, how do people find you online?
So Storify is Storify, and I am Bert Herman on Twitter too, which is Burt Herman.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.